Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. So could the worst finally be over in Michigan? The newly released unemployment rate for November, now well below 9%. To talk about where we are, where we were, and where we might be heading, I'm joined by Mark Riffitt, regional economic analyst for the Bureau of Labor Market Information. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me.
So on an unadjusted basis, the state unemployment rate for November was 8.4%, but on an adjusted basis, November unemployment numbers for Michigan were 9.8%. So tell me, why is there this 1.4 percentage point discrepancy?
Oh, with the Michigan data, of course, we do have two numbers, and the reason we produced the seasonally adjusted one for Michigan is because it's comparable to the United States number. The reason we produced the other one is so that it's comparable to the local numbers. The reason there's a difference there is, well, depending on the time of the year that you're looking at or the month of the year, the reason is going to change. But this time around, Michigan overall, and of course the nation overall, adds retail jobs this time of year as people, jump in the labor market to get temporary work, maybe to help with their Christmas purchases, and as stores try to, stockpile employees at least temporarily to help with the crowds that they're going to be facing for the holiday shopping season. So a lot of the reason why that rate, the unadjusted rate, was lower is because that's reflecting the seasonality in retail trade.
So is the adjusted number a more a truer number?
Yeah, the adjusted number is the truer number. That's the number that's going to try to eliminate some of that seasonality that we wouldn't necessarily say, is good or bad in terms of the economic business cycle. That's just something that would happen normally anyway. So, that's why I try to talk, when I talk to people about the local rates, you got to be really careful getting too excited about a one-month movement, because with the local rates, we don't have the adjusted data. So, a lot of times the only reason the rate is moving locally is because of a seasonal factor like that, and it's not really indicative of what's truly happening in the business cycle. It's just, like in this case, retail adding jobs, or in some cases, schools letting out for the school year, that sort of thing. So you got to be careful with those local numbers.
So the November numbers for Ingham, Clinton, and Eden counties, it was 6.4%, down from 6.7% in October, but 8.3% was the number we saw in November of 2010. So that's almost a 2 percentage point drop from a year before?
Yeah, and that's. I'm glad you brought that point up, because that's kind of a better way to look at these monthly rates for the local areas, which are not, of course, adjusted. By looking at that over a year comparison, you can kind of get a better feel for what's happening in terms of the general economy. Now, there's a couple of reasons for that rate drop from November to November, and this has been the case pretty much year to year for all of 2011. And that is that we have two things going on. First off, the number of employed people in the area is going up from what it was a year ago. There are jobs being added across a wide variety of industry sectors. So there is some employment growth, and that's what you typically would associate with a lower unemployment rate. But there is this other thing that's going on, too, and that's also contributing to a lowering of the unemployment rate, which is the fact that the civilian labor force is actually declining. So there's a lot of factors that can cause the rate to drop. Obviously, one of them is employment increases. Like I said, we've seen that. But also, if people that were classified as unemployed that were in the labor force, the unemployed portion of the labor force, if that declines, that can also impact the jobless rate and make it go lower. And there's a number of reasons why that happens as well. So there's a bunch of things going on that's causing this over-the-year drop. Some of it is good in terms of, we're getting some employment growth back. But some of it is, we don't like to see that labor force number drop. We like to see that increase. So
I'm talking to Mark Riffitt. He's a regional economic analyst for the Bureau of Labor Market Information. So as you're saying, there are thousands of people that are leaving Michigan to find work elsewhere. It's certainly bad news for the state, as that probably means the economy is going to be shrinking. Do we know generally how much of this drop is due to people leaving as compared to actual job growth?
Well, yeah, that's really not what I was, talking about solely, was people migrating out. Certainly that is a factor when you talk about labor force declines. And I'm talking about the local stuff, the Lansing metro area, the Tri-County area. But there are a number of other factors, too. It's not just maybe people leaving the area that are unemployed, but people who may have given up finding work because they couldn't find a job. So that happens when you have an economy that's struggling. They'll fall out of the labor force. They won't be counted as unemployed anymore because they're not actively seeking work. But there's also other things, too. We know we have an aging workforce in this state, and it's happening nationwide as well. And, there are some people retiring, even though it's tougher to retire nowadays. They're going to fall out of the labor force. You're also going to have people going back to school. So if a person's not finding work or they determine that their job prospects aren't going to be very good, there's certainly a number of people that are going to go back and seek retraining of some sort, and they will fall out of the labor force, at least temporarily, while they're doing that. That typically almost always happens when we have, a downturn in the economy. People are always going to try to go back and update their skills and do what they can to try to make themselves more marketable in the labor market.
So we could see the unemployment numbers coming down in the area, but that does not necessarily mean that the job prospects are really improving that much.
Well, like I said, now it's a combination of things. If we had a situation where the employment growth was flat, or jobs were continuing to decline over the year, then you could make that conclusion. But you got to look at all of the variables and all the different pieces of data that there are. And the fact is that resident employment in the Tri-County area is up over the year. It's been up over the year. Payroll jobs are up over the year. Now, another caveat on that as well, of course, is that and I think I've mentioned this to you before when we talked, is that, of course, they are up over the year, but that's compared to 2010. That's compared to 2009. I mean, those are two of the worst years we've had in recent history. And, we're still off from the 2008 levels we'd like to be at and before. So even though it's improving somewhat compared to what it was during the worst of it, it's still a relatively weak job market out there.
A lot of complicated numbers, but there is no clear way of understanding how much of this almost 2% decline in unemployment in the Tri-County area is due to actual job growth. There's no way to break that number down.
Yeah, well, there is a little bit. I mean, if you look at total resident employment, which is the resident data, that's the stuff that comes out for the unemployment rate. The annual change from November to November, that was up 3,300. So that's tracking pretty closely with total non-farm jobs. So that's up a good amount. And that is contributing to the lower unemployment rate over the year. But like I said, there is a decline in the overall labor force. And that's also driving the rate down. Either one of those two factors alone, holding the other things constant, can cause a drop in the rate. But the reason why we're getting such a big drop in the rate over the year is because we have both of them going on. There are good things and bad things in terms of the rate going down.
Finally, what are the prospects for 2012? Do you expect a modest growth in jobs in the Tri-County area?
Well, we don't really get a whole lot into forecasting, especially in the short term, because it's really difficult the way the economy fluctuates and moves nowadays. And I'm not sure we have a real good handle on if we could even call this a comeback yet. I mean, we get with jobs being up over the year and rates being down, I definitely would say it's improving. But I'm still hesitant to say whether we're going to see any kind of substantial gains in 2012. I mean, I would like to see them, of course. I'd like to see this area rebound fully. But I think, I think cautiously a full rebound is quite a ways away yet.
In this almost 2% drop in unemployment in the rate in the Tri-County area, have we seen anything like that recently?
Not recently. Recently, we've seen rates go up. And if you look at average annual rates for the local area, which, if you look at the annual rates, it does eliminate some of that seasonality that you get on a monthly basis. Basically, what we had, if you start, at the turn of the decade, year 2000, and you see these really, really low unemployment rates for the area, they trickle upward, going up into about 2004, 2005. They level off till about 2008, and then they just, the rates just skyrocket after 2008. And now we're starting to see a steady decline from that. But like I said, the amount of the increase in the rates between 2000 and 2010 is going to be a lot to overcome in terms of going back down. So
I see. And even if the numbers do come back, it doesn't really tell what the underlying economic situation is. As you're saying, many people could simply be out of the market, period.
Yeah, sure. You'd like to see rates go down with in conjunction with employment going up, which we are seeing that locally. But you'd also like to see labor force, you know, increases. You'd like to see population increases. Those are things that are going to increase demand for services across a wide variety of industries, and it's going to indicate that there are jobs for people because people are coming into the area. So there's a lot of things we'd like to see that we aren't seeing, and that's one of them.
Mark Riffitt, Regional Economic Analyst for the Bureau of Labor Market Information. Mark, thank you very much for joining me.
No problem. Take care.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.